Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer in studio with us this week. It is Wednesday, July 10th. We'll be taking a look at a stabbing near downtown Wichita last night.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council discussed plans for the startup of the new water treatment facility. A look at what it will cost the city coming up.
Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 69 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. One person critically injured after a stabbing at a motel just south of downtown Wichita. The call coming in after 8 o'clock last evening from the Afton Motel just south of Broadway and Kellogg. There was a disturbance between three or four people. One of those people was injured. Police believe it was done by a knife or a sharp weapon.
The Wichita City Council unanimously approved a contract with an outside firm to provide technical assistance for the startup and initial operation of the new water treatment plant located near I-235 and Zoo Boulevard.
The facility is scheduled to come online in April of 2025. Before that can happen, standard operating procedures need to be developed, and city staff must be trained on the new facility while also still running the current water plant. Councilmember Brandon Johnson says given the investment made in the facility, it's important to get it started off on the right foot.
I'm supportive of this. I'd rather spend a little bit more than what we had hoped for now than have some issues later that will cost us even more.
While the $4.06 million expense wasn't a part of the design-build contract for the plant, city leaders say the expense was expected and reiterate it won't impact water rates. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former U.S. senator has passed away.
Republican James Inhofe served as Oklahoma's senator from 1994 until his retirement in 2023. The conservative lawmaker was a champion of American military strength and a strong advocate for energy independence. His lengthy career in politics included chairing the Senate Armed Services and Environment Committees, serving in the U.S. House, mayor of Tulsa, and minority leader of the Oklahoma Senate. Oklahoma Congresswoman Stephanie Bice calling him a champion for the state, while Congressman Kevin Hearn says Inhofe was a, quote, dear friend and mentor, a titan in Oklahoma. Inhofe was 89 years old. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
America has renewed its promise to Taiwan.
The United States will continue to help Taiwan defend itself, that from the new top U.S. envoy to the island. Washington doesn't officially have diplomatic ties with Taiwan, so the most senior U.S. official is American Institute Director Raymond Green. Speaking in Mandarin as he assumed his role, Green told Taiwanese President William Lai that stability between Taiwan and China is crucial to Indo-Pacific and global security. China wants to reunify the island with the mainland by force if necessary. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
For the sixth time this year, the power shut off at Wichita's Town West Square. Power was off as of yesterday morning. In a statement, Evergy said, quote, Cohan Retail Investment Group, again, has fallen delinquent on the electricity bill for Town West. The larger stores at the mall have separate accounts that remain in good standing and are not subject to disconnection, unquote. There's been no word from the management company.
Schools across the state are starting to enroll students for the fall. Families who apply to schools outside of their home district are set to learn soon if they've been accepted. It's the first year the state has required open enrollment. Some districts seeing declining numbers are hoping to draw students in with the policy, but they're already coming up short. For some districts in Kansas, like Mays, their student populations are getting bigger. They say they don't have any space to accept non-resident students this year. For others, their student numbers are on a steady decline, which means their funding is as well. So far, open enrollment isn't giving them much of a boost. Less students over time is an issue at Newton Public Schools as well as for the Wichita Public Schools.
Trouble for some at Columbia University, a Google Maps shortcut, and a live interview with U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall. It's all on the way. KNSS News Time, 8. Oh, 9 with Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. 3 Columbia University administrators removed from their posts for allegedly sending anti-Semitic text messages.
Columbia University officials sent a letter to the campus community on Monday saying the messages, quote, disturbingly touched on ancient anti-Semitic tropes. The staff members using vomit emojis and saying, quote, I'm going to throw up, while referring to a campus rabbi who was sounding the alarm about the anti-Semitism Jewish students were facing on campus. The school's president describing the messages as, quote, unacceptable and deeply upsetting, conveying a lack of seriousness about the concerns in the experiences of members of our Jewish community. As of this morning, the administrators are still employed by the university, but have been placed on indefinite leave and will not return to their previous jobs. All three declined to comment. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
A driver gets stuck on a Utah mountain after taking a Google shortcut, Fox's Carmen Roberts explains.
Not long after midnight on the 4th of July, Utah's Wasatch County Search and Rescue got a 911 call from a driver stranded on a mountain. The 23-year-old man said he got stuck on Strawberry Peak after following a recommended shortcut from Google Maps. The shortcut took him on a rocky dirt road, which might have been okay for a four-wheel drive vehicle, but he was in a Toyota Tercel, a subcompact car with a ground clearance of just 5.3 inches. The driver was not injured, but needed a lift to get off the mountain. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Coming up on 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume's pretty heavy right now. You can see it all on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Really seeing heavy traffic northbound on I-235 right around Broadway. That, of course, is approaching the road construction there at the North Junction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Jack Maney.
A mild start to the day with temperatures in the middle 60s. We head into the afternoon with temperatures continuing to rise a little bit more. We'll be near average today for July with a high temperature of 93 degrees and a light wind from the southwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, but we might see a couple of showers going through the afternoon and into the evening with a 10% chance of rainfall. Most of us are going to stay dry, though. And heading forward, we continue to warm up with triple digits expected to come back over the weekend. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
And currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 69 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, July 10th. 8:12 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. John Whitmer, let's welcome our special guest.
We are blessed in Kansas to have a really, really conservative federal delegation, in particular our Senator Roger Marshall. Doc, I have to ask, thank you for joining us this morning. I have to ask you, I think we're watching in real time, the decline of our president. His health has been on full display since that terrible debate performance. And I'll preface this question with, I know you're a doctor, but I also know you haven't actually, you know, had the opportunity to examine the president. But are we seeing the president's health in decline real time, or has this just been something that the media has covered up for the last 4 years?
Yeah, well, good morning, John. It's a sad heart. I have a very sad heart as I answer this question, but the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah.
I think that we've seen this. We've seen the steady fall in Joe Biden's cognitive and physical health. I think it's obvious that he no longer has the ability to be the president of the United States, the commander in chief. But the challenge of the Democrat Party right now is they have nowhere to go. They're in free fall. It's their policy. Everybody else that names mentioned to take Joe Biden's place, they're left of him politically, that they are, you know, woke progressives, radical progressives at that, big government progressives. They promised you that they will raise your taxes. They're going to borrow more money. They're going to spend more money. They've not seen a social program, a government program they don't like. And America gets that. Have you ever heard Kamala Harris say, I will secure the border? Have you ever heard Gavin Newsom say, I will lower inflation, I'll lower gas prices, I'm going to set American energy free? So they're in free fall. They have formed a circular firing squad up here shooting at each other, and I'm just trying to stay out of the way.
We're with U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, this morning. Senator, of course, we have the 75th anniversary NATO summit going on in the nation's capital right now. How is President Biden being perceived by foreign leaders and foreign countries? And is he still capable of representing the United States on a world stage?
You know, one of the first lessons I learned when I went to Great Bend as a doctor, and I sit down with some of the elder statesmen there, the doctors, and they said, once you lose your reputation, you never get it back. I meet with these NATO leaders from time to time on their soil and on our soil. They come to my office to visit me, and the first thing they always ask is, what was Joe Biden thinking when he left Afghanistan? What in the world was he thinking that Russia would have never invaded Ukraine if it wasn't for Joe Biden's horrible decisions? And then the next thing they ask me is, if Donald Trump is elected, are we going to have to send more of our own money? It is just a sad state of affairs. America has made their commitment to Europe. We have 100,000 troops there, numerous, so many tanks and jets that the military, Department of Defense doesn't even know how many we have there. Look, I want to support NATO, but it's time for the European countries to step up and do their part. They're not. 31 countries in NATO, only 11 of them are paying 2% of their GDP towards national defense. If you line up the GDP of all these 31 NATO countries, America's income is about, or GDP is 44% of that, but we're responsible for 70% of national defense spending. So that's out of balance. France alone has an economy twice the size of Russia, but Russia has five times more tanks and jets. It just, they need to do their part. We'll do our part, but they need to do their part.
Doc, you mentioned just a moment ago, you mentioned Kamala Harris, who, you know, many think if Joe Biden is volunteers to get off the ticket or is forced off the ticket, she might be the next, you know, current president or potentially the next nominee. She's arguably was put, quote unquote, in charge of the border. It's clearly, I've been out door knocking with my wife, and that's one of the major issues, if not the most major issue as we knock doors, is immigration and the border. I know you recently were down at the border. It's constantly coming up as one of the major issues. And yet this administration is doing nothing to stop the inflow of illegal immigrants across our southern border. Do you see any effort whatsoever in Congress to do anything about it, or are they just going to kick this down the road to the next cycle, the next administration?
Yeah. So, John, first of all, you're assuming that the Democrats want to do something.
Good
about
point.
The border.
Yes.
You're
good point.
Assuming Joe Biden wants to do something about the border, and they really don't. They want these 11 million migrants, and Kamala Harris has been the border czar who's overseeing the illegal migration of 11 million people crossing into our borders. Even today, we're continuing to see 2,000 known gotaways crossing our borders, despite all the Biden's rhetoric that he's trying to, that he's, if you ask him, he's secured the border. Of course, he lives in Alice in Wonderland somehow, some way. But we're still having 2,000 known gotaways. And of those people, you know, who are they? What's their background? Are they terrorists? Are they Chinese nationals? All those types of things. The question is still in play, but you're spot on. I said last August that the open southern border would be the number one definitive issue of this election going forward. And right beside it, of course, is the price of gasoline and groceries and milk and all those things. I get that. Inflation, we are numb to inflation, but people no longer feel safe and secure. Kansas loses a person to fentanyl poisoning every day. 300 Americans dying every day from fentanyl poisoning. We're no longer safe and secure.
I know we've got to let you run here in just a moment, but I want to ask you about something. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Agriculture completed its markup of the Farm, Food, and National Security Act. That's the Farm Bill on May 24th. Yeah. Do you know the status of that, where that is, and what? Because the Farm Bill is a major issue for Kansas.
You know, absolutely. I'm proud to serve on the Agriculture Committee. Look, we're stuck right now. The backbone of every farm bill is crop insurance. I say it's the backbone. The farmers only benefit from 5% of the farm bill. 85% of this goes to nutrition programs. So Republicans in the Senate, we have committed to fully funding the SNAP programs, but the Democrats refuse to give us what we need for crop insurance and reference prices on our crops as well. So we're stuck right now. This is a five-year bill. I have to get it right. We'll have a much stronger farm bill. We'll put the farm back in farm bill if we have a Senate Republican majority and President Trump is in the White House. So we're going to set tight, do an extension,
unless the Democrats are willing to come forward and put farm back in the farm bill.
Doc, I appreciate you as always for joining us. If folks want to follow you, they can find you on X at Roger Marshall MD. Appreciate you as always for joining us, my friend.
You bet. Yeah, sign up for our newsletter. Go to marshall.senate.gov. Sign up for our newsletter. People really enjoyed it. We tried to say, well, what's happening in Washington, D.C. that's important to Kansas, and bring that news home to you. So thanks for letting me join you. Everybody have a safe day. Stay hydrated. Stay out of the heat.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Senator. That is U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, joining us live right here on Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Always good to check in with the Senator.
There's a reason he is the most popular Republican in the state of Kansas. He's knowledgeable. And he knows his stuff. He's sharp. I love Doc.
Yep, great to have him on with us. It is 8:20 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And now let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We did not have baseball for the Kansas City Royals last night. In St. Louis, the remnants of Hurricane Beryl were pounding down rain all over the state of Missouri yesterday. I got rained out, and they called that one pretty early in the day. So this brief two-game series will all be played today. It'll be a split doubleheader for the Royals and the Cardinals. First game up at 12:30 this afternoon, and then in his nightcap this evening at 6:30. And, of course, you can hear all that Royals-Cardinals action live. It's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals right now are two games behind the Boston Red Sox for a playoff spot with 70 games to go in the season. Minor league action for the Wichita Wind Surge, a 7-6 loss in 10 innings at Springfield last night. Wichita had a 5-0 lead and couldn't hold on. The rest of that six-game series keeps going over in Springfield. Wichita visiting the Cardinals at 7:05 tonight. Wichita is 1-12 this season against the Cardinals. Let's go back to the big leagues. The Cincinnati Reds at home last night beat the Colorado Rockies. Another big day for the leadoff hitter for the Reds, left fielder, former Wichita Wind Surge star Spencer Steer. The action on Valley Sports Ohio.
He takes off, Steer swings, and he rips it to left. It is all Reds in Cincinnati. Two-run liner for Steer. He's got 14. And the Reds are routing the Rockies.
When it all comes together, it is a thing of beauty. Love Spence's swing. That ball is a high fastball. That level swing will play all day, every day, 365.
Nice. The Reds go on to beat the Rockies 12-6. Spencer Steer, three times on base, including that two-run home run there. He is tied for sixth in the National League with 59 runs driven in. Back-to-back wins for the Reds. Former Wind Surge star Spencer Steer helping the Reds to another victory. Hey, would you like to win tickets to go to the National Baseball Congress World Series? Well, we've got some tickets for you. Your chance to win. Just take part. All you have to do is text the keyword to 20357, and the keyword is STRIKE. Get it? Baseball? Strike? Just text the keyword STRIKE to 20357. Message and data rates apply. Each time you're going to do a text entry, give a chance to win a pair of tickets. Exciting games coming up in the National Baseball Congress World Series. Keyword STRIKE. Text it to 20357. Get some NBC World Series tickets in your pocket. 8:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update on the way, and asking for ID shouldn't be a problem, says Sean Hannity on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. That's next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, July 10th. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 69 degrees. At yesterday's Wichita City Council meeting, the council approved a $50,000 funding proposal for the Project Downtown Master Plan update. Jeff Fleur is president of the Greater Wichita Partnership. Says since the plan's last update 14 years ago, there's been $1.7 billion in investments to more than 100 projects in the downtown area. Nearly a third of $1 million has been secured from private investors, another $50,000 from Sedgwick County. Once that updated plan is finished, city leaders expect it to drive growth during the next decade.
Sure. Wichita police have arrested a 45-year-old man wanted in connection to a fatal shooting in northeastern Oklahoma.
Records show Thomas Conway was arrested in the 5400 block of East Funston and booked Monday evening on a fugitive from justice warrant. KTUL News in Bartlesville, Oklahoma reports that 38-year-old Alexander Daugherty was found shot in an alley at around 1 a.m. Monday. He died at a local hospital. Investigators developed Conway as the suspected shooter. The Bartlesville Police Department credits the Flock Safety Camera System in Wichita for helping to locate Conway. David J. Hensley, KNSS News.
At least 25 people killed by an airstrike in southern Gaza.
The airstrike hit the entrance to a school that was being used as a shelter. According to a hospital spokesperson, the dead included at least 7 women and children. Israel blames civilian deaths on Hamas because the militants fight in urban areas and accuses them of hiding among ordinary Palestinians. Earlier airstrikes in central Gaza killed over a dozen people. And in the north, as tanks push into Gaza City, Israeli warplanes and drones are accused by at least one resident of striking anything moving. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Former President Trump hosted thousands of supporters at his rally Tuesday at one of his company's premier golf clubs. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Doral, Florida.
The former president started his speech at his golf club in Doral, Florida, with references to his debate with President Biden on TV 2 weeks ago.
So I'm honored to be a part of it. I don't think he's too happy, but, you know.
The comments drew laughter from the thousands attending, though at least one person reveals that debate helped make up her mind.
I born in Romania. I grew up in Spain. I lived in London, and this is my country.
Her name is Alina. She'll be voting for the very first time as a U.S. citizen.
The other day, between the debate, I felt insecure. I'm afraid. I really need him back, Donald Trump.
In Doral, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Vegas casino must give away $1.6 million before closing next week. Fox's Gary Baumgarten with the story.
After more than 3 decades on the Vegas Strip, the Mirage will close its doors in a week, but under state law, it must give away $1.6 million in prizes before doing so. Under the law, the money must be handed out in unclaimed progressive jackpots from both slot machines and games. The Mirage will reopen in 3 years as a new Hard Rock hotel and casino. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A 13-year-old from Heston made a pair of holes-in-one in a single round of golf. Eighth grader Evan Kane, he had a couple of holes-in-one at a junior golf tournament in Andover in the same round at Teradyne Country Club. The National Registry of Hole-in-Ones said the odds of doing that, 67 million to one.
Whew.
Hey, good job. That's Evan impressive. Kane there in from Heston. Getting that done at Teradyne. It's 8:53 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a Business Journal update coming up with Steve and Ted. Now it's time for three big things. For the sixth time this year, the power has been shut off at Wichita's Town West Square. One person critically injured after a stabbing at a motel south of downtown Wichita. The Wichita City Council unanimously approving a contract, starting up the new water treatment plant at I-235 and Zoo. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic volumes getting thinner out there on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. We do have a traffic accident, and this is in South Wichita near MacArthur and Broadway, just a little ways west of there. Watch out in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on this Wednesday. Mostly sunny today and a high of 93 degrees. It'll be mostly clear tonight with an overnight low down to 69. And then tomorrow, another sunny day and a high of 95 on Thursday. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 69 degrees, on our way to a high of 93 here on this Wednesday. 8:54 with Steve and Ted. Now it's time to look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Sherry Utash, building the aerospace industry's talent pipeline for nearly the last 20 years when plans for Boeing's commercial departure from Wichita emerged. Now, as Boeing plans to re-enter Wichita by reacquiring Spirit AeroSystems, Utash says her institution is ready to provide the global aerospace company exactly what it needs from Wichita State, an exceptionally talented workforce, and WSU Tech is part of that process. And after nearly two decades of that separation, a reunion of Spirit in Wichita under the Boeing name would also impact the community's philanthropic and nonprofit work. Its deal, worth more than $8 billion between the aircraft manufacturing companies, would reveal how Boeing would likely take over Spirit as Wichita's largest employer and a contributor to the community. Andrew Nave is Executive Vice President of Economic Development for the Greater Wichita Partnership, said Spirit's involvement is significantly important to the area, especially business. Nave said the reunion of the companies, an opportunity for Wichita's aerospace supply chain, which he said there's about 350 companies as part of that, to partner with a truly global company and one of the nation's largest exporters, if that all goes through. And that is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, twice in the 7 and 8 o'clock hours every weekday morning with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Glenn Beck program is coming up. One of the issues, Trump challenges Biden to a debate this week, offers $1 million to charity of his choice if he wins the golf match. That'll be one of the topics on the Glenn Beck program coming up from 9 to 11, right after we're done here, which is now. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, News Update, Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita. Rusty.